Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reverse Cowboy.
Where are you? Why aren't you wearing any clothes?
I'm in Vancouver.
Vancouver? Is it hot? Where's Vancouver?
Vancouver is up. It's part of the Commonwealth. Do you know, have you been to like LA before?
Nah.
Okay. So it's basically above, we call it, some people call it Hollywood North because they film a lot of movies up here because the exchange rate makes it so that American movie companies can do really well financially making films up here and save lots and lots of money.
So where is it? It's actually in America, isn't it?
Canada, part of the Commonwealth.
That's part of America, though, isn't it? Canada?
Well, not according to South Park.
What are you drinking there, Will? What's that? Is that urine?
This is not urine, surprisingly. This is turmeric. I'm departing from my normal energy drink of urine. This is actually turmeric mixed with black pepper. I actually work for a superfoods company based out of the States called Purium. And so I just went for a run. And this is the sort of like recovery drink. It's called Coco Hydrate.
That's piss.
Before that is piss.
No, I swear it's not, but I will piss later. If I have to piss, I'll piss into a jar.
Do you know, you said your parents are medical professionals. Did they say to you like, Will, why are you drinking your own piss?
Well, I did an interview with the BBC and I was talking about how Helen Lewis, the host of the show, was like really sort of going hard on the urine therapy and the sort of like, are you surprised that the first thing I saw of you online was you drink your urine? And I was like, no, it's fine. I don't mind. And I just sort of told them about that. And they're like, oh, and my mom was like, oh, like, she's like, don't let's talk about something else. Like, that's just not their thing, you know? Cause yeah, you're right. Like, and they're from a different generation too. And even the fact that it's so out there for this generation, for all generations in Western society. If you go to somewhere like a town in India where it's not quite as indoctrinated, maybe a smaller village in India, they'll still be drinking cow piss.
That's because I got no fucking water though.
Yeah.
My opinion is that it's more like it's an ancient Ayurvedic technology for healing. Now, is it a cure-all? No. Literally the only reason why I personally drink my piss is because it gives me an increased sensation of self-approval and self-acceptance as I'm doing it and right after. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know how it works. It's probably the placebo effect, but I mean, it's way cheaper than like an antidepressant.
Yeah, but does it not just taste like piss?
This is the weirdest thing. If your diet is relatively healthy, as long as you don't like smell it too much, just like swallow it and kind of like just go slow with it and just kind of don't stay too much in your nose, stay more in your mouth.
Yeah.
Just get the mouth, sort of the mouth feel. It tastes quite pleasant, I find.
See, I think you're a lot happier than me from your posts. So I'm thinking maybe I should start drinking my own piss.
Try it. You could try a homeopathic dose. Just put your finger in your stream in the morning and just go like this. Just lick it.
God, you ever lay on your back and piss straight into your mouth?
I did that for my Fansly. I almost did it for my OnlyFans, but then I realized they don't allow any sort of urine on OnlyFans.
Well, losers.
There was this girl on OnlyFans selling her piss to her followers, and they would make piss popsicles and like special piss things with her piss. And then she got like banned from OnlyFans. So anyway, my Fansly, which is kind of like OnlyFans, that's, I was drinking my piss. I basically got into the shower and then I put my hips over my face and I pissed into my mouth.
I hope your mom doesn't see that video.
I'm sure my family members will not subscribe to my my OnlyFans or my Fansly.
What about cooking with piss, or just a drink? You just drink it.
I'm trying to think. I do know there is a cookbook around out there that you can use your jizz in certain baked goods and different types of recipes, like jizz, you know, salads and what have you, like as a special dressing. But I've never personally used urine or jizz in any recipes. But I wouldn't knock it till I try it.
What about, I've got to ask, what about shit? You ever any shit?
When I used to be a drug addict, one time I like hooked up with this guy and he asked me to shit on his chest. Well, I think he kind of like tasted it a bit. I think he kind of was like, I think I shat on his chest and then he kind of was like eating it. It was very extreme.
Did he pay you for this experience?
No, he, you know, and see, that's the thing. I'm not judging people who, you know, eat shit or do really out there sexual things. But I will say that drugs and alcohol pinched off my judgment and made me do things like that, that I would never do while sober.
Yeah.
And so I've been sober from cocaine for 5 years now, 3 years. I'll be sober from alcohol in May. May 3rd, 2020 was my last alcoholic beverage. Best choice I ever made. And what I really want to share is, if anybody is struggling with substances, we are always going to be addicts, right? So for us, it's really important to get addicted to the right things.
Like drinking piss.
Yeah. Drink your piss. Instead of doing cocaine, you can snort your piss. You can literally, just put some piss on a spoon and snort it up your nose and it'll get you kind of high. And also what I really want to share is, if you stack all these weird things, in my experience, snorting your piss, going for runs barefoot, you know, or an earth runners, you get to earthrunners.com, use my code WildNakedMan10, like things that ground you, naked bro ball cupping, you know, sniffing each other's ball sacks, retaining your semen, spending time in nature, slapping your nuts in cold water. These types of things. If you stack all this weird shit that the Matrix says is weird, now this is just my experience, you kind of feel like you're kind of high on coke all the time without even having to, because coke's expensive. I remember spending like $80 for like one little tiny packet of coke.
Let's talk about eating coke.
Doctors don't receive any training in nutrition, and there's no connection between how nutrition influences health. There's very little connection in our Western mindset. And so when we're eating things, we just don't have any sort of cognition as to how those things are making us feel, because so many people are disconnected from their bodies. And I was for most of my life until I discovered holding in my semen.
So you don't jizz, you don't come?
Well, I come, but only twice a month usually. Like yesterday I had a huge ejaculation and then I ate it to reappropriate the energy back into my body.
Well, and then you lick hands.
How big?
It was massive. It was squirting all over my hands. And I'm sure my parents won't ever. I told them, I was like, do not listen to any podcasts I'm on. You're not my demographic.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you do your like wild man course where you're in the forest?
Oh.
And I don't know. Do you tell me, do you like masturbate each other and touch each other's assholes and stuff like that?
Yes.
Is that a sexual thing or is that just...
Well, this is my ancestors. Do you have any Celtic ancestry or are you guys mostly British ancestry?
Yeah, I've got some Scottish.
Nice. Yeah. So Scottish dudes would do these things before battle. The Picts, the Druids, the Celts, they literally didn't wear underwear. They literally would just run around, lift up their kilts, sniff each other's balls, do ball cupping rituals, go swimming naked in the cold lochs. So they would actually do what our culture would say is like crazy gay shit.
Where's the evidence for this?
Oh, you just have to read this book called The Double by Edward C. Selner.
Yeah, but how does he know?
The Christian monks kept records of this. But what they did was they kind of like tried to, you know, make it seem less extreme. So they'd be like, oh, instead of them, they were sucking each other's nipples because they were just friends.
Sounds like, a bit gay.
Reverse cowboy.
Are you naked? Have you got trousers on?
Oh, yeah. I'm playing with my balls right now.
I
live in the penthouse of a high rise. So I, to stay grounded, I pull my ball sack down and I just kind of squeeze it as we're talking.
You're the funniest man alive.
I've also got my feet on a grounding mat.
I'm going for a fag. If you're gone when I come back, just know you're a nice guy. Don't take this the wrong way, but you're a cum-eating, piss-drinking maniac. But, you know, do your thing. I'm not going to shame you, judge you, bully you, whatever. Just crack on, bro. Yeah?
Enjoy your fag. I hope that it's organic and not filled with chemicals.
That's his way of saying he likes you.
I'm assuming you guys are intact because you're British. You're not circumcised.
I'm not, no.
I've been circumcised.
Oh, really? How come?
Because what?
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm not. But when my dad, he had a really tight foreskin when he was growing up, and he didn't want the same thing happening to me. My dad got circumcised when he was a teenager.
Oh, I see. That can happen sometimes.
Yeah, so he just got me done when I was a baby.
This is for the listeners. Did you know that sometimes the reason why the foreskin is tight is because the doctor or the caregiver pulled the foreskin back prematurely when the child was like 2, 3, or 4 years old.
You're a master of dicks.
Well, yes. But also, like, I think all dicks are beautiful.
You're not saying mine. It's horrible.
If you've been circumcised, I think you should love your dick regardless. And there's actually a company called ForeGen, and ForeGen.org. And they're actually using stem cell technology to regrow your natural foreskin. So if you want your foreskin back, you could get it back in about 10 years.
I want it back.
Okay.
I've seen his penis and it looks really, yeah, it looks nice.
Seen it.
I have.
Oh, good. So they did a good job. That's good. Cause I've seen ones where they cut off the whole dick by accident.
You sent me a photo of it when you were drunk.
Follow.
I've got evidence.
See, that's like bro bonding. It's so nice.
He's a piss drinking, cum eating, not me.
I'm saying you've got a nice penis.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I've never seen it. Fine. No, I have seen it. Like Will said, all penises are lovely.
I don't know.
Especially yours.
Reverse cowboy.
So you don't believe in the idea of someone being gay. Is that true, Will?
I think that gay is holding us back because there's so many dudes out there who would like to do ball cupping rituals. All these things, like we think these labels make us all so unique when really they're all the same. They're just tools that the Matrix uses to divide and control us.
What's the Matrix?
It's a film.
The Matrix is like the Dominator system. It's the colonial, whitewashed, anti-sex kind of transhumanist agenda system that we live in. And at first blush, it seems like they're all about sex, but really they're not. It's all about the medicalization of sex and sort of the dividing, controlling, and labeling of people.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
I saw something the other day you posted, and were you calling your asshole your stink hole?
Oh, my stink portal.
Stink portal, and you were like, it smells good. I'm like, this guy's having a laugh. Why do you say anish as well sometimes?
Okay, so one time I was filming some naked, erotic bonding with a female, and she's a really good Kundalini yoga teacher and like invited me to one of her classes. So I went to her class and the whole time, like every 5 minutes, she'd be like, okay, everybody, inhale, squeeze your anish. And I was like, yeah, I kind of like that. I'm going to steal that. So now I sometimes say anish.
You know what? You seem like a nice guy. Seem like a nice fellow.
You too. And I bet you've got a great dick, bro.
He's got a lovely dick.
It's horrible.
It's gorgeous.
Corkscrew shape. I don't want to, I think he's fucking, all this shit is a bit disgusting.
That's okay. But life is disgusting. Life is weird and disgusting and strange. And
yeah, but don't make it any more disgusting by like eating cum.
But have you tried it?
No.
I always say don't knock it till you try it. Like, for example, I thought I was gay. Like, I thought I was exclusively gay.
Yeah, I think you might be gay.
In other words, I thought I was only attracted to other men, right? And so then I, and the reason why I thought that is because I was the only boy in choir.
Sounds a bit gay.
And I remember, like, when I was very young, I thought, oh, like, I really like looking at other dudes' dicks and my own dick.
Yeah, I think that's gay.
Like, when I was, like, 3, I have memories of, like, playing doctor with, like, my friends. We were all, like, 3-year-old. And I was playing with, like, dicks and my female neighbor's vaginas. And I would call them pick-picks. I was like, I like your pick-pick. Like, her clit. I'd be like, oh, nice pick-pick. And I always thought you had to, like, choose. But then as I got older, I realized that you can just be as you be and you don't have to, this whole schism of like, oh shit, am I gay? Am I straight? you don't even have to worry. You can just be a human. And it's just so much more freeing, I find.
But isn't that just being bisexual, which is completely normal and fine?
Yes. But even bi has all these implied traits and tendencies, and it separates people from, you know, the mainstream. And my whole goal is to make same-sex erotic bonding completely mainstream. Like, you go to Starbucks for a coffee, come to my class to, you know, stroke your dick around your bros without coming and really increase your testosterone.
Reverse cowboy.
What is sex kung fu?
So kung fu, it doesn't mean like karate. It just means daily discipline. That's all it means.
I like discipline. I've got none of it.
Holding in your semen will give you more discipline. So,
but jizzing's nice.
But have you ever had a non-ejaculatory orgasm where your whole body is involved?
No.
So this is what I teach. So you should come to my class on Sunday with JP on Zoom. Just head to willblunderfield.ca for all my courses.
I'm not sure I could come hanging out with loads of guys. I'm just not into it.
Well, you just turn off your screen.
But I like ladies.
But the thing is, you're not going to be ejaculating. And most of my clients have girlfriends and wives and children. Very few gay men come to my class. I don't know why that is.
Do you not just think it's closeted men going, oh, I'll go and see Will and, you know, touch each other's anus and we'll come, but it's not gay because it's
Well, see,
Will.
This is the Matrix colonial programming. Basically, before the Matrix took over, all men, especially the warriors, were what we would call bisexual.
So they all just sucked each other off?
Yes.
You know, before a boxer fights, they don't like come so that they've got loads of testosterone. So like sucking each other off before a fight would make everyone sleepy.
But I think you're misunderstanding my work. What I really want to share is that my work is actually teaching guys to do same-sex erotic bonding without ejaculating 99% of the time.
All right. Okay.
The only way that same-sex erotic bonding is life-giving for athletes before a match is with that example, the only way that would actually enhance your testosterone is if you, for example, did some ball cupping, sniffed each other's genitals, and then held your mushrooms together. You could do what we call docking, where you take your foreskin and you put it over your mushroom as well as your bro's mushroom. And you rub your mushrooms together because the mushroom relates to the entire endocrine system. So you do that while closing what we call the three yin gates of the sex palace.
It sounds very gay to me,
It's very, very juicy. The urethra, the PC, and the prostate. And you close your anus too. So you close those while rubbing your mushroom against your bro's mushroom.
Okay.
That's going to increase your glandular potency. And then you keep your pisslet closed and you shunt the energy from your ball sack and your bro's ball sack, and you store it in your kidneys. Then you win the fucking race. You beat your fucking opponent in the WWF or whatever, and you are a fucking stag.
You should become like a boxer. If you knock someone out, you just go down and drink their piss.
Reverse cowboy.
This episode of Reverse Cowgirl is brought to you by Bosch Lager. Buy some of my lager and get drunk. Bosch.
You know what you two have in common, actually? You're both unvaccinated. I got vaccinated, but you didn't.
Oh, good. I love Leo even more now. And I love you for being yourself.
However, he says he's a pure blood and his semen's going to be worth more money than mine. And I don't think semen's worth anything.
Well, I will say that when I was watching people get injected at Canada Place, people were coming out in stretchers. Basically, if you've been injected, I think it's really good to detox. I think the key word for these times is detoxify, because there is some evidence, according to Dr. Northrup, that the mRNA or whatever it is, I don't know what they put in that vaccine, gets stored in the ovaries. I'm not sure if that correlates to the testes as well. But my intuition is just saying all of us, whether you're vaccinated or not, we all need to be detoxifying every day. There's so many pesticides and chemicals that we are exposed to. The easiest way to detox and the cheapest way is through your out-breath.
Or anal juicing.
So if you breathe into your balls,
okay,
breathe into your anus, and then squeeze the energy up into your brain, I think that's going to be great. It's going to help you detox. It's going to get you fucking high without the use of drugs.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Two questions for you, mate. If you was a black guy, what hairstyle would you have?
A shaved. I would probably have the same hairstyle. Or like nice tight curls. I like that too.
And if you was a boxer, what music would you come out to?
Da, 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 da. Is that what, the Eye of the Tiger? Da, da, da.
Before we go, Will, we thank you so much for coming on. Like, it's been really nice to chat with you.
Thanks for having me.
I've really enjoyed it. He's a very interested man. Leo's a bit upset because he's worried he's going to have to go home and anally juice himself. Could you give us a little bit of your favorite karaoke number? Could you sing for us?
You don't have to worry. There
what,
you go.
Oh, what a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
There you go, Will Blunderfield. Thank you, mate. Do you want to tell our listeners to go on your Come Drinking site or whatever?
Yes. Come and learn. I have a manhood drinking ceremony. I've got all these different things where you learn how to use same-sex erotic bonding to literally increase your testosterone levels on a glandular level. And that's why it's so quote-unquote weird. But weird is just a Viking term from my ancestors, W-Y-R-D, which actually means in alignment with your purpose. So if somebody calls you weird, you should say thank you because it means you're in alignment.
Yeah, you're a lunatic, but a lovely one.
And Krishnamurti said it's no measure of health to be well-adjusted.
Krishnan Guru Murphy. Yeah, I mean, he's a great broadcaster. Anyway, thanks so much for coming on, mate.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch because I'm going to come on your Naked Man Wilding course.
Yeah, come. Come, but don't come.
Yeah, cheers, Will. I can't look at you, mate, but...
He's making too horny.
Awesome. Good to talk, guys.
Thanks, Will.
Reverse Cowboy.
Here's some bonus bollocks. We had more, but it got lost in the fizzy drink incident. Stop complaining, you cunt. It's free.
So you went and bought a car with this $3,000?
Well, yeah, basically, back in the days when I was drunk gambling, which is the most stupid thing you can do with your money, I woke up with a chunk of money in my Betfair account, and then I lost a significant amount of it. And then I ended up with $3,000 left in there. And I was like, oh, do you know what? I need to fucking spend this before I lose it. So I went and bought a car.
What did you? How much did you spend betting in the first place? Do you know? The night before when you were drunk?
I don't know, but I woke up. It's the most I've ever woke up with. I woke up with $14,000 in my Betfair.
Do you not know what you had when you started? No.
Yeah, well, I probably started with 200 quid or
right, okay.
It was just one of them rolling. That's the nature of a compulsive gambler, will just put a certain amount in. It doesn't matter what you put in, but it will go up and up and up, and then it will come down and down and down, and then you start again.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, $3,000. I thought, well, I need to go and get something. So I went and just bought this fucking random BMW off a random dude in Deptford. And I don't know anything about cars.
Was he wearing a sheepskin jacket?
I can't remember, but he was just eager to sell this car, and I bought it, and it was a fucking nightmare, this thing.
Is it broken?
It was busted up, and, you know, in hindsight, because I only kind of pretended to check one side of the suspension or whatever before I just quickly shook his hand and got out of there.
I'll tell you what, yeah, the wheels look good.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I don't know about the wheel watch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, come on then. Let's just do it, you know.
I'll tell you what, yeah, I think this looks good. And, I've known cars. I know that one's a good one.
Yes, I mean, that was the bane of my life.
It was a shit car.
6 months. Yeah, oh, it was terrible.
That was just a little reminder from baby Jesus that gambling is bad.
Secondhand BMWs are secondhand BMWs for a reason.
Well, I mean, I'd love a BMW.
No, they are nice cars, to be fair. It was lovely, actually.
It was like a drug dealer's car.
Yeah, little drug dealer's car. But it was actually a really nice car, but it was a 3 Series.
But it didn't work.
When it worked, it was lovely. But it was like, it used to just start when it wanted. So I'd be round with mates, I'd be like, right, I'm off, boys. And then 2 minutes later...
No, you're not.
I'm going to try again in half hour. And, you know, it was a lottery when it wanted to... Yeah, so that was... I've done loads of stupid shit, man. Down in a bottle of vinegar.
Oh, yeah. What did you do that for? A death?
Far off.
I think I've said it once, but I ate like £1.68 once to get off with a girl. And she was like, swallow all these coins. I was like, all right, well.
That's a low. That's a domination with
That's a low moment.
That's not 151, is it? That's not three coins. 168 is about seven coins.
It was, yeah. And I swallowed them all. I was like, yeah, all right, then go on in. I'll kiss you now. And she was like, all right, she got off with me. And then
Rattling around.
Yeah, and then she was like, she just thought you were a fucking loser.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
Like, you're rich.
I was like, yeah, fucking.
£1.68 richer.
Got off with her. Didn't I? I fucking smashed it. And I'm going to have to shit out some coins.
Yeah. I bought a neon sign, an All Right Fans neon sign for £750. That was pretty stupid.
What? Yeah. That's
a hell of a sign. I've still got it.
I've seen it. I've still got photos of it.
It's in my shed.
You put it on when you're in there on your own dancing and going, yeah, I've fucking made it.
I'm a superstar, yeah. Exactly. But it has no resale value. Unless I meet another person called All Right Fans.
I doubt it.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Although there is people
in charge of All Right Fans backup accounts. Wankers, by the way. Why would you do that? I need them.
Because they're doing it to wind you up.
Wankers.
Or to claim some money off you. I always get it deleted, but someone made like Vom Cruise 10 or something and followed me and was like, you know, I got you. And I thought, well, come on then, do whatever you want with it. You know what I mean? Someone messaged me, my first account that got deleted that had all my followers, someone started messaging me like screenshots of all the posts that have long gone, you know, and they're like, I'm in your account. And they're like, and I was like, oh, you're in my original account, are you? And he's like, yeah. And he says, I'll keep all the secrets safe. And I was like, just keep, tell whoever you want anything because there's nothing in there, mate. There's nothing in there that I'm ashamed of. And I said, if you've got access to my account, I'd love it. I'd love it back. So let me know. And he just ignored it. What are you going to show? I DM'd Kate Beckinsale at 4 a.m. and was like, I love you.
Yeah. Loser habit. Give us our accounts. Give us our accounts. Stop using my fucking name, man. Come up with your own shit.
Reverse cowboy.
I was once in a bar with my mate and we were like drunk and high, and I was like, mate, like, I might have told you this story before. But I was like, people only see what they want to see. Like, they can't see things that are abnormal. Like, no one would notice if you did something that is completely strange. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, just let's just do lines of coke off the table here. So we were just in the pub doing them, right? And I was doing these lines of coke. And I said, the bar staff, they're not even going to notice us doing this because it's too unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, the psychology of it is like, they'll be like, that's not real. So they won't even notice it. Anyway, so I genuinely thought this was true. So I was like doing these lines of coke, and then this like massive guy came up to me and went, you two get the fuck out of this bar. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, thank you, sir.
No, but that is a strategy. I remember one of my mates, he nicked a huge like carpet from a shop, like a really nice like Indian kind of rug.
Yeah.
Rolled it up. Well, didn't roll it up, took it off the thing, put it on his shoulder and walked out. No one...
I told you before, that's what I did with the TV. And I said, I'm just taking this. And I said that to the guy. I said, I bamboozled the security guard because I was a cocky little dickhead. But I went, I'm just taking this. And he went, yeah, you're right. You know, and it worked.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got the bollocks for that.
Well, I haven't anymore, but, you know, used to have. I'm going to get them back after Will's course.
Do some of that anal breathing. I'll tell you another stupid thing I did. I fell for the old gypsy trick.
You're not allowed to call him that anymore?
The travelling man trick.
Yeah.
And again, back in my gambling days, I remember I was living at my mum's. I left my mum's. I had my money in my pocket for a day's ready to give it to the bookies.
Yeah.
And I
a lovely day out.
Walked out there and then a car pulled up. Come on.
Give me your money.
Yeah, do you want to buy your fucking laptop? I've got to get rid of it quick. Oh, it's awful, accent. I won't do that again.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, all right. And he showed me the laptop and then he said, oh, what's over there? And he made me look down the hill. He switched it, boom, 2 litres of Coke. No, 4 litres of Coke, 2 2-litre bottles in the laptop case. Gave him, I was like, he was like, 600 quid or whatever.
I'll have that.
I was like, fuck it. Oh, mate, I'll take that. I thought, you stupid idiot. You haven't got a clue. You know, it's worth.
It's got Windows 98 on it.
Gave him 200 quid out of my pocket. Got home, thought, yes, new laptop. It was so. And then I remembered they drove off bibbing, like bib, bib, ha, 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 like that. Yeah. And I thought, what are you laughing at, you fucking idiot? It's worth
I feel sorry for you.
Quid. Yeah. And I was fuming. And I remember my bird at the time started laughing and I went mad.
I mean, it's funny, but yeah. You would feel ashamed.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I am, when stupid is as stupid does. So yeah. I'm a stupid guy.
Well, I mean, those lads had some cheek to do that, and I'm sad that they did it to you because I like you.
You've got to take your hat off to some of those Tinker scams. And, you know, yeah. You really have, because they're fucking brilliant at them.
They're good. I want to join the traveller community, but you're not allowed unless you marry in.
No, you're not. It's like those Irish girls. I don't want to nick another man's content, but my friend Josh has got a website.
You're going to podcast the website again?
Yeah.
My weekly website.
My mate Josh has got a podcast, and he actually...
What's it called?
Enough, it's called The Josh James Show.
Right. I've listened to that.
The little highlight... He's a really nice fella. The little highlight that he put on his Instagram before... dramatically quit social media yesterday.
Nobody noticed.
No one fucking cares. Was about the travelling girls and how fit they are.
Oh, well
fit,
yeah.
They're impossible to pull. You're never going to pull one.
Well, you're not a traveller. You got to be in their community.
Good luck.
Did I tell you about the traveller, your child that offered me for a fight?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, yeah. He would have battered me. And now I believe he is an Olympic boxer.
Really?
Yeah. He was called Ty something. But yeah, he was like, "Do you want to go? Do you want to go?" I was like, "No, I don't."
Good job you didn't.
I said, "Please, will you just not sit on my Nissan Micra?"
Oh yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah. But yeah, he wanted to knock me out, and he would have knocked me out. I was like, "I am friends with your dad, Mick. So like, just be nice to me."
And he's an Olympic boxer, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Cool guy.
Yeah, he was.
I like him.
But yeah, he would have knocked me out at that age. There's loads of like. If you look on the internet's the worst and best thing ever, isn't it? Because like,
well, it's made. Listen, the internet. In theory, the internet should have made everybody less stupid because you've got a wealth of information at your fingertips.
It's done the complete opposite.
It's done the fucking opposite. It's made everyone thick as shit.
If I was Tim Berners-Lee, I'd hang myself.
Tim Berners-Lee.
Yeah, is that his name?
Oh, was that the inventor of the internet?
He invented the World Wide Web, I think. But yeah, he's the British guy who invented it, and he made it free. He was like, "No, I'm not going to profit from it," because he could have done. He's like, "I'll make it free for everyone, so everyone's got like knowledge." And then,
well, he wasn't that clever then, was he?
No, and then everybody's
stupid,
and everyone's just done OnlyFans, getting their arsehole out like for £3.
What is OnlyFans? Like, that is just.
You're only sad you're not on it making loads of money.
No, listen, man, like, no problem with girls doing OnlyFans, selling feet photos, that's fine.
I've got no problem with doing anything.
No, of course, but if you devote your life to raising a beautiful baby girl and, she, you know, you love and cherish her.
You have a daughter, don't you? I don't.
I've got a daughter, yeah, and then she turns 18 and starts flogging videos of her ramming fucking Sky remotes up her ass for whatever, a tenner a month.
It's not going to be nice for her dad, I get that. However,
nice for her.
We live in a horrible world where,
but where
it's hard to make money.
Where does her... Well, it's not hard to make money.
It is.
Well, not for her, it's not.
Well, that's why she's doing that. I'm saying, like, she couldn't just go on...
But now they don't even... Like, literally, that is an ambition. All I've got to do is just survive until I'm 18.
And be fit.
Yeah, and just not even be fit. So some of them are rough as arseholes.
Which ones? I don't know. I've never been on it.
I haven't actually been on it. No, I just wouldn't want to.
Do you know it's like taking over like the porn industry and everything, OnlyFans, and it was invented in Essex and it's still from Essex.
Amazing. Whoever came up with that and just nicks 5% of every...
Genius.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Richest man in Essex.
Oh, yeah, richest man in Essex, yeah. Apart from Eddie Earn.
Oh, yeah. He must be really rich.
I saw he's worth £350 million, Eddie Earn.
Why does he bother just like doing stuff then? I'd be in, I don't know, I wouldn't be in the Bahamas because that's before fat Americans. I'd be in like a tropical island that I bought on my own. I'd be sat there telling everyone to fuck off on the internet and just.
I think it's loads of cocaine. We're all fucking little.
He seems a funny, entertaining guy as well.
Do you know what? I actually think he's all right.
I like him.
He comes across funny.
He's dead funny. Yeah.
I think he'd come across all right.
Yeah, yeah. If I had £300 million, I wouldn't be all right. I'd be a psychopath.
Well, he might be.
Yeah, but he is entertaining.
No, he is funny, yeah. But I just think, yeah, I agree. Once you've got a certain amount of money, and my limit is a lot less than fucking even £5 million. Like, I'd be gone. But I have a need to be patted on the head. Yeah, I need someone to tell me that I'm fucking great. And if you just give up and spend your money, you're going to feel irrelevant.
Reverse cowboy.
So just want to say, we didn't start this podcast to make money. We don't need to make money from it. We just don't want to spend money doing it. And it takes a lot of time to make it. So we asked if people would be willing to give us like £1 a month, and then we'll give you two extra episodes and we'll guarantee it. Because some dickhead, whoever you are, I forgot what you're called, he sent us this smarmy message, and it made me laugh, but also made me angry. And he's just like, you guys have such a wealth of talent to it. You're so funny and charismatic. However, it just feels like you can't be asked because you don't put out regular episodes. I was sat up last night at like fucking midnight after working, doing another job, trying to edit the podcast to get it out. And I'm like, fuck you, can't be asked. I am asked. I love doing this. But yeah, we get an ego boost from it. We get people listening to us talk shit. I'm like, yes, my opinion's valid.
We don't want to pay for that ego boost.
No, just get, like, we're just saying, and if you can't afford it, that's chill, because loads of people are struggling, you know what I mean? So you won't have to, but people who can, if you want to donate, it'd be really nice, and you'll get extra episodes for it. Like, you can have the Tory edition, where you get 4 episodes, or you can have the Povo homeless edition, where you get just 2.
Yeah.
And that's... that.
I'm okay, loser.
Yeah, you're a loser, get a job.
No, absolutely right. I'll just chip in there and just say... yeah, I'm not really looking to, I'm not looking at this like any kind of fucking revenue stream, but I'm also, I will fuck it. If it continues to just cost me money to do it, and not just money, it's the time and it, you know, like, because all the, and particularly you, because you do all the fucking editing.
Yeah, it takes ages. All I was saying is, like, if you can afford to give us
£1 a month,
get more content, it'll be regular, we'll do an episode a week. And if you don't want it, that's chill, I get it. Cozzy lives, yeah, we're all getting raped. But if you voted Tory, it's your own fucking fault.
We're all getting raped?
You know, not actually up our arseholes.
Oh, you're using rape as a jokey term.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the bad guy.
Lol. Being raped by
LMFAO.
The
LMFAO. They're a good band, aren't they? What happened to them?
I don't know, but I wish they'd released a new album.
Party rockers in the club tonight. I love it.
Everybody gonna have a good time.
Going out with John at the O2, by the way.
Nah, fuck.
I bought Mickey Flanagan.
He's a nasty little
nana.
Mickey Flanagan's good.
Nah, he's the best. Yeah. Fucking 185 a ticket, man.
That's too much to watch a man just talk about Cockney stuff.
I want
to
see him. Yeah, no, he's funny, though.
There's loads of funny people, though.
Yeah.
Like, you don't.
I don't want to go to comedy clubs and have to sit through the woman with the guitar and the man making fucking people all think I'm going to explode because I'm Asian jokes. Like, come on, mate, shut up.
Well, I go to that one sometimes, Top Secret Comedy Club, and honestly, it's 9 out of 10 acts are fucking good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're good. That guy was quite a famous comedian there. I think he's called
Kevin Bishop.
No, it's not Kev Bishop. I spoke to Kev today.
I spoke to Kev the other day.
Oh, well, whatever.
We're meeting up.
Yeah, well,
do some writing.
Well, I'm meeting up with him for a zero beer to talk about my sobriety. That's not happening. And my mate fancies him and she wants to go on a date with him, so I've been trying to set him up with that.
Yeah, nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
Oh, fuck, we've done it again.
Kev.
We spoke about Kevin.
Someone said, Joe Rogan does his podcast for free and he doesn't talk about Kevin Bishop every week. And the only response I could come up with was, he's bald.
No, it's not. He might do it for free. You might get it for free, but I believe Joe Rogan's contract is fucking massive.
He got like 40 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you don't get it for free because you pay for Spotify, you stupid specky cunt. Exactly. I saw you.
So
you got glasses
on. Stupidity advert. Have that, you fucking spaz.
Do you remember that? Where you, like, just visually to our listeners, you put
still
your tongue in your lower gum
it.
And you go,
still do it.
That's good.
Or
it.
Even
it. You sort of imitate a disabled person. It's not very nice, really.
No, it's not.
But, you know, there were different times. That
if
was fine.
Any disabled then. Listeners, sorry about that one.
And, you know, sorry
you
about
your ability back.
Sorry about you. Yeah, Jesus. Where's Jesus? You need him.
Yeah, he's a cunt.
Yeah, he's...
I'll tell you another stupid thing I did.
This podcast.
Yeah, true.
Go on.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Remember the chat roulette days?
Yeah.
Remember chat roulette? I was living with my mate at the time, the same one who ate-eyes that couple off.
That was good.
We were living together and I was just on chat roulette, like wanker next, wanker next, wanker next, wanker next. Couple shagging.
Ooh, I'll have a watch of that.
Fuck me, I'll have a watch of that. And like they kept like coming to the camera.
Couldn't they kick you out though? I think they could, couldn't
well,
you?
Well, I don't know, but it was like somehow they managed to, like, or I believe the woman, or I can't really remember, but somehow they managed to make me feel like, oh, you're the chosen
your part.
One.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We want to, you know, you.
Hey, you.
You're
like,
in, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you fucking, like, yeah, this
it's
is
technically
great.
A threesome.
We're watching, yeah, exactly. Technically a threesome.
Yeah.
So I remember my mate.
You're just wanking in your mum's bedroom.
My mate reminds me, and he was like, "Oh," and I was like, "Mate, fuck this!" And I run off with the laptop. I was like, "Mate, I'm just going to have a wank in the bedroom."
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to do it in front of you.
And I went in the bedroom and I was obviously enjoying my threesome, my cyber threesome. After a while of this ongoing cyber threesome, it started again. It was a loop.
There's a video.
It was a fucking loop video.
At the end, there was that, like, there's some fat bloke wanking over you.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a bit like the man who's got a video of me fucking foot. But scammed again.
Those sites, right, we all think it's a nice idea, but yeah, you're going to be 99% of the time it's just a guy wanking on his own.
Listen, the whole internet is just a geezer wanking.
Yeah, like, women aren't as pathetic as us in that region. You know, there's not. My mate Holly, though, she got a guy who said he was a pay pig, and he messaged her and went, I want to be your pay pig, I'll give you 500 quid. And she went, all right, what do I have to do? And he said, no. And she was like, all right. And then he said, what's your PayPal? You should give it him. He sent her 500 quid.
Pay pigs exist. Yeah. I like the ones.
You give him 500 quid.
If you hunt, not that I ever have, but
I do. I mean, a vegan hunt.
No, but I reckon if you put pay pig into Twitter, pay pig Twitter videos, you've got like people's dads getting walked to the cash point, being spat on their face, and they want it. They're paying.
Yeah.
They want to be humiliated. That's a weird one, isn't it? That's weirder than him. Your mate, wanking man.
Well,
come here.
Yeah, but a lot of old white men are hoarding the money. You know, they have got loads of money.
You call them white men?
A lot of old white men have got hoarding the money.
Why are they white? They are white, actually.
They are, yeah.
Why don't black... I want a black pay pig.
If you want a black pay pig, then it's harder to find because black people weren't allowed the jobs that made all the money back in the day. So, all these old...
historical.
Yeah,
they don't have the same opportunities of being a pay pig that we've got.
They didn't. So, yeah, there's always like a big, horrible old white man who's hoarding the cash. He's like, what am I going to do? No one wants to fuck me anymore. I'll give a girl 500 quid to, like, kick me up the arse. It goes back to Binny Savile, doesn't it? You know, our friend Carolyn introduced us to Binny Savile.
Binny Samways.
You know, Binny Savile. Remember, that her mate is a sex worker. Yeah. And that
bin guy.
Yeah, and the bin guy loves her. And he says he pays her, like, 200 quid to watch a video of him jumping into her bin.
Yeah,
and he goes out in the street. He'll go in the street into like a dirty bin behind a restaurant and do a somersault into it. And then, like, he pays her 100 quid to watch it. He's like, have you watched it? Have you watched it?
I wouldn't even do that if someone paid me.
No, his kick is like, please watch me jumping into a dirty bin.
Yeah.
And then he said to her that his mum had started complaining because he lives with his mum and I, always clothes are stinking too much for the washing.
I tell you what, you failed as a parent if your son ends up not only being a pay pig, but being a
Binny Savile.
But yeah, what a
men are fucking mad, you know.
It's like women are mad.
I know, but men are like mad in a way that
people are mad.
Everyone's fucked up, but it's just men are so like unhinged when it comes to horny stuff that they will like behave like that. Binny Savile, and it's hilarious.
But I tell you what, women are pretty fucking unhinged the way they all behave on International Women's Day. Oh my God, you're so stunning, babe. Oh, it's sickening, isn't it? International Women's Day. Fair enough. Great. It's great.
Have a day.
To me, every day. I love international women. I love international anything. But do you know what? Don't make me. Like, I made the mistake. What I was actually looking for. This was before I quit social media, by the way.
No, I saw your video and I thought, this isn't being sincere for once. And then you went down your nasty route at the end again.
No, it was good, though. It was perfectly weighted, that.
You did time it right, but I still thought, oh, come on, not today. It's the Women's Day.
No, it is the Women's Day. But do you know what it was? That was after a good... I woke up that morning, realised it was International Women's Day, and I put into TikTok International Women's Day. And what I wanted was a load of snack monsters giving it the fucking heart fingers.
I just want to say that women are amazing.
Yeah, women are amazing. And, you know, you deserve more than a day. You should have a decade. Should be International Women's Decade. Yeah, I wanted that. But what I actually got was just loads of women pretending to love each other. We know women. I mean, you all fucking hate each other.
Yeah, rivals.
You're rivals, yeah. Stick your brunches up your ass. But they do look great. I wish there was brunch. Like, I'd love to go to one of them brunches. They look fucking pretty. You know when you drive past one and it's just like a team of women ready to get lagging. A couple of big fat gay dudes, whatever. Like, you're going to have a good time. Those next few hours, you're going to be fucked up by 3 o'clock.
It's the female version of going with Will in the woods and cupping each other's balls.
Yeah.
Why don't me and you go on a bottomless brunch today, together this meeting?
My missus went on a brunch the other day and she showed me the place. She Googled it before and you know, there was other pictures of previous brunches. Like, teams of geezers there.
What, like, boys, should we go on a bottomless brunch?
Mate.
Really?
It happens, yeah. Predators, but yeah, it happens.
They are paedophiles, then.
Well, not paedophiles, they're just like divorced women.
Women are going to be there.
Yeah, exactly that. It's a smart move, to be fair.
I couldn't sit in those places for very long.
Oh, yeah. I'll have another jug of, a bottomless jug of Porn Star Martini, please.
I'll be sick.
I bought a can. Listen to this. I bought a can of passion fruit martini from the pub. A can. Like a Red Bull can, a little thin can. I only bought it for the receipt to put in my car so I could park. Right. It was by the O2, yeah? I didn't really look. I wasn't really
Why choose that drink?
Because it was not for me. It was for my missus. Right. So I got her a can of fucking passion fruit martini and me a bottle of beer. £14. Didn't even think about it. Just paid it, got the receipt, whatever. Put it in my car. When we got back in the car, after going soft play and all that.
Yeah, just you and your missus in soft play.
Yeah, just me and her,
That's all you had to do.
She went...
Kid was at nursery.
Oh, by the way, my little boy's a lunatic. I'll tell you about
that. That's not a surprise, is it?
But, yeah, but I'm glad it's him and not her, because my daughter's not. Mm. But he is an actual psycho. He's only one. He's literally his first birthday the other day, but I keep... he's covered in bruises because he just slams his head into everything.
Yeah,
and every single day, he's great. Every single day, I get a phone call from the nursery. Oh, Enzo has, he's got a little just lump on his eyebrow where he boom, boom, boom. And
nutted.
When I pick him up, they say he's the loudest. He's very adventurous. I love it.
Is he like vocal?
I'm not loud. I'm loud once I know you. I'm actually a quiet person.
Not on Twitter, you're not.
No, well, yeah.
You're shouting off.
That's not. Yeah, I'm shouting off. Yeah.
What's your boy's views on the small boat situation?
He hates it.
He's like, get him back.
Yeah.
Let him drown.
Fucking Rwanda, man.
Get him to Rwanda.
Visit Rwanda.
Fair enough. Fair play, Enzo.
But yeah, £8. £8 something for a tiny little can.
And I'm ashamed to say this, but I went into a Brewdog the other day because I just wanted a drink and it was the only place where there's not loads of cons. I went in and I got one of those 0.5% pints, you know, like a fake beer, £7.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, we've hit the £7 mark now. I was like, and then I thought about it and I thought, there's no point drinking anymore out. £7 for a pint is a joke,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is a joke.
It's a piss take. If you're going to drink like five of them or whatever, especially when they're £1 in the shop.
Well, that's where I don't know.
Tramps have got a better life than us now. They sit on a bench and have £1 can.
Paco seemed all right. He was just sitting there. You know what he was doing? He was cutting up a can, an empty can, into some kind of decoration, ashtray.
It wasn't making a can pipe.
And where I saw him doing that, I thought, I don't want your ashtray. You know, like, I would just buy you some stuff. But he seemed like a happy guy back home.
But it's cold, though.
I was way left Seville.
It's cold.
To Hackney Wick.
Yeah. I got bollocked in Seville once. Did you ever go interrailing with your mates?
My mates wouldn't go interrailing.
No, so, you know, me and my mates, like three mates, went interrailing. I was about 17. I went with about £100. Got kidnapped in Morocco. That wasn't good. But then ended up in Seville and we're on this campsite. And this guy was like a campsite warden. He was walking around like telling everyone to shut up. It was like 1 a.m, making everyone shut up. And we were leathered. And I was just shouting shit in my tent. And he came over and he went, shut the fuck up. Guy, you shut the fuck up. I was like, yeah, okay, fine. And as he walked off, I just started shouting again for a laugh. And he stomped over and he was about 8 foot tall. And he ripped the tent open and he grabbed me by my neck. And he was just like, get out. And I was like,
What country were you in?
I was in Spain, but he was like, I think he was like
Serbian.
Dutch or German or something. And he was like, get out. And I was like, please. And I ended up, I didn't know where to go. And I had like £15. I put my hands together and went, please, sir, let me stay. I was like, yeah, like begged. No. Like proper pussy. No.
Very emasculating.
Yeah, I was like, and he knew it and he loved it. And he went, okay, you can stay. You know, I was like, please, sir, don't, I won't make a noise again, please. I was just being silly. And he went, all right, you can stay. But he loved it. He loved the power.
I'm pretty sure I gave a little speech like that when I got just before the one-armed man said no and then beat the shit out of me in Magaluf.
I love that you got beat up by a one-armed man.
Them men with one arm, bro.
But it's a strong arm, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. It fucking was.
You should have got him in like a little, got behind him in a wrestling move where his arm can't move.
Well, we got hounded out of Magaluf the next day because one of my mates, for some reason, told some geezer in a wheelchair, like, I'm going to let your tyres down. And it turned out that this guy was like a wheelchair Magaluf kind
legend.
Of staple, you know, like a monument.
Like, you don't say that to him.
Yeah, and it went round. Big and we were like,
wheelchair Steve.
We were the bad guys, yeah.
I mean, it sounds a bit rude.
Yeah, he's a horrible little man, that dude, my mate.
Yeah.
No, he is. Everyone knows he is.
I've got a few horrible mates.
He's one of the funniest fuckers you could ever meet in the world. Like, he is so fucking funny, but he's just got no filter. Zero filter.
My friend Joe, who I grew up with, he was a naughty boy, and he ended up in prison and all this stuff. But he's like, not that happens to lots of nice people, but he was really naughty. Like, it was, you know, it wasn't his fault, really, because he had a rough upbringing. But anyway, once I was with him, we pulled into this petrol station, we were about 18, and there was a massive queue, like, coming out of the petrol station, because I think there was going to be, like, a petrol crisis, whatever. He fills up his car, and he just walks past everyone, but he was doing, like, a limp and pretending he was disabled, like, and making disabled noises. And he did all this to get, and just walked to the front of the queue, paid, and everyone let him because he thought he was disabled. And then he ran out, got in his car, went, fuck off, and we drove. I was like, oh, man, that's bad.
You know when you see, like, disabled parking space? If there's one or two, I'm not going to park there. But if there's, like, eight or nine and no one's parked there, I will park there.
Yeah, how many disabled are there?
Yeah, the odds of a team of disabled people pulling up in separate cars are so small.
Yeah, I'm having it. Right, we've come to the end of our time. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's listened and got this far, because that was a mad episode. I want to say thank you to my co-host, Mr. All Right Fans, for being for putting up with me suggesting he's got a nice penis. And
yeah, stop doing that.
Might do. And have a nice weekend, everyone.
I've got a point I just want to make. Same point I make every week, is that the most stupid thing I ever did was setting up my Patreon a year after lockdown. So that, basically, I've got a Patreon. Go on my Patreon. It's the best Patreon ever. Grazie, ciao,
ciao. Fuck off.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Patreon.com/reversecowboy. £1 per month for one episode per week. Otherwise, see you in 2 weeks, Povo. Love you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.